Yo, yo, yo.
We back.
Episode 70 of 70. The Sunday Dinner Podcast. Is there any significance that we can think of the number 70?
The 1970s? I don't know.
The 1970s. Shout out to the 70s show.
I never liked that show. I just never liked it. I'm here for the slander.
But no, I thought you didn't fuck with it? I thought you fucked with it.
Oh, I watched it, but this is trash. I was watching it, it made no sense why I was watching it, but I would do it to piss myself off. I don't know why.
Since I found out Ashton Kutcher don't like bathe regularly, all his past work looks fraudulent to me.
First of all,
Ashton Kutcher and his wife don't bathe. They bathe every once in a while. So now we good.
I always thought they publicly said
Yeah, that was a big.
Bro, it's a stretch for like all white celebrities just kept saying like, yeah, we don't bathe our kids that often. We don't bathe either unless we're really dirty. Like, what?
Yeah, it strips your body of natural oil, so we don't bathe. Like,
because I already knew Matthew McConaughey told us years ago he don't bathe. He said he don't use deodorant.
I've heard of people not using deodorant because it causes cancer.
Matthew McConaughey.
But I'm like, man, if I didn't
use crystals,
if I didn't use deodorant, I'd have like 5 showers a day. Like, I'd have to shower 5 times a day. Like.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah, white celebrities started coming out of the woodwork. The Rock even had to address. He did a post like, I'm not one of these non. I bathe in the morning. I bathe before workout. I bathe after workout. I bathe after shooting, filming. I bathe during filming. I am not one of these. And I'm also not white.
I'm the Rock.
Oh, speaking of Rock, you see Big Vin. You know what I mean? You see he out here now.
Burberry shirt.
I meant to tell y'all this, if you go back to like Fast 7, you can start telling that's when he stopped really working out and it was just kind of, let's do a bunch of editing. Because somebody made a good point. They're like, yeah, he don't like, in the later Fast Vin, he don't look as sharp. He kind of look like, okay, they did some editing here. We cut this here and there. Because I'm like, if you compare that to like maybe like Fast 5 and 6, you're like, yeah. This, he just do arms. Yeah, they just like, yo, just do the arms. Just cut the angles real quick.
I never thought about the editing. Like, they edited all that. It was working because I didn't notice. You know what else is working? Way Too Sexy. It's working. Hey, it's out here in these streets. I couldn't avoid. I fought it for too long. I slandered the song on the podcast.
I told her, I'm like, it's my least favorite. It's the weakest song on the album, but it's gonna bang outside. It's gonna bang outside.
And I can't escape it. It's everywhere. And also,
the video is pure comedy.
It's pure comedy. It was great.
They had Kawhi Leonard.
But I thought because I said it on the podcast because Drake will do something with the weakest song and he'll give it a fire video. But no song where it was like a weak song and he gave it a fire video that it worked this well as a song. Like, I'm upset it didn't work as a song even with the fire video.
Yeah, this song is actually working. Because I'm upset. Like, this song wasn't that bad. It was just the worst one on the album. So this one was all right. Well, the song is tolerable. Like I said,
it's not even as bad. It's just it was corny as the concept, but it was like comedically. Yeah, it's hilarious.
And for me, I'm like, I don't turn it off. Like, I'm gonna say as soon as I'm gonna say it plays, I next. Like I don't turn it off. I let it play. It's comical or whatever. But yeah, no, it's a. Yeah, no, I knew it was gonna bang outside, and we seen it. We seen concert videos. B's outside. I wish I recorded when it came out because I wanted to see.
I wonder how they're gonna react. By the way, they played it like 3 times. That's how I knew. Like, oh, this song.
When they played it
at that peak hours, like after midnight, and played it, I'm like, okay, how's everybody gonna react? And I'm like, oh, girl, like, oh, here comes this song. Like, I guess it don't ring off. The niggas went banana. I've never seen dudes react to a song like this.
Hey, no, because
this is our song. It's for us.
One, because the video like showed you like, oh yeah, we just like, yo, I'm not trying to be way too sexy, like buff as hell, like Drake is in the bodysuit, in the fat man bodysuit. And shout outs to Kanye ushering it in, and he was like, you want a ball star R&B nigga with a six pack? That line. Every nigga that fell off and wasn't on a workout shit, they love that line. Every big nigga I know that fell off was like, which one you want? Nigga, I'm getting money. Like,
it wasn't emergency. And also, this also reminds me, like, with Way Too Sexy and with Kanye, Kanye did the video for Workout Plan, which is a terrible song, but it was such a classic iconic video. And sometimes a certain level of goofiness will make something last.
Yep.
And with that song, it's something that you can't take yourself too serious.
Nah. Yeah.
And the original song, the I'm Too Sexy for Michelle, that was a joke at the time, but it was a huge, massive hit. It was iconic. It has been put in many movies and TV shows ever since. So I'm like, Drake is a genius. Yeah, Drake is a genius.
And so so now after they both been out for a week, so what are you like? What is the Donda versus CLB?
Donda is a very artistic album that I will probably never revisit. It was just too long. It's just too long for me to ever want to be, because it's like an art piece. Like, you have to listen to the whole thing. There's certain albums where it's a concept and you gotta play it the whole way through. A lot of Kendrick albums are like that, but mm-hmm. I can go back to, like, you know, the Kendrick. But it's like Good Kid, Mad City. It's a whole story. You gotta play. It's not like a pick apart type yep. thing. Like, just pick
yeah,
songs
no, no,
here
no,
and there.
No, like, yeah, Good Kid, Mad City. You don't put on a shuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, damn either. You don't put them on shuffle.
So I
play all the way through.
So yeah, with Donda, it's like, okay, I have to be in the mood to listen to the whole thing, and I'm never gonna be in the mood to listen to the whole thing. It's exactly. way too long. It's way too much. There's no road trip in the you literally drive to Chicago.
January.
That's 2 hours out of our drive. Oh, but yeah, no, that. But CLB, man, shuffle, and then the songs are slowly but surely working.
Yeah, you definitely put CLB on shuffle.
Way too sexy, and then. Girls Want Girls, we predicted that was going to work too, and it's been working. Like, they're using that as the window winding down song too, and so Girls Want Girls, they got Girls Want Girls, and you got for the girls, and you got Way Too Sexy for the dudes. Drake is brilliant.
I find myself all the time, like, just randomly just saying that, like, Girls Want Girls.
He's around, man, he did, and as much as people get, that's another thing I've been seeing on the internet, and I don't really like this, because, well, I mean, we've done episodes about, you know, outgrowing friends, and we talked about albums that grew on us, or albums that we thought were dope that we don't think are dope, and, you know, it's this nostalgia effect. I'm fine with that. You know, you change your mind, something grows on you, or something you thought was dope and you change your mind on that. The niggas that are only killing this album because other people are killing this album is some whack shit. Like, fam, I don't respect it.
The album is good, fam.
No, but like some people see other people, like, oh, I don't want to look like I lack credibility, so let me just, you know, musically, so let me just say that I don't like this album too. Like, oh yeah, I'm influenced by everyone else's opinion. That's the whack shit I don't like. Being influenced by someone else's
opinion
instead of forming your own. I form my own opinion, and I stand by what I say.
Russ, what you got, man? What's your final take on Donda versus CLB?
Yeah, I think Donda has, like, you know, like, big moments as far as, like, records. This is, like, you know, Jail, then you got, like, Off the Grid, then you got, like, Hurricane and stuff. But I think for me, like, if we're just talking, like, just straight through, like, a listen, it's like, I'm actually, like, in it, which I'm probably biased to. I'm still gonna go CLB just because I like when Drake raps in general, and, like, Champagne Poetry, I've been playing it like crazy. The outro Remorse, which I was kind of like,
the sleeper on there is 7 a.m.
That's my favorite. I play it at 7 a.m. every day. Yeah, you know,
was,
so
he was going off.
Yeah,
on 7
yeah, just like the rapping and that too. And I think, I don't know. I just think, like, overall, like, I feel like he just hit off the park with this one. I think too, to kind of go up with Beast about, like, the people, like, critiquing it. I mean, I think if you say, like, they probably should have did more production wise, I'm cool with that. Like, okay, they could, you know, like,
I don't like 40.
Yeah, like, okay, they should have been a little more ambitious on the production side. But outside of that, I'm like, I really can't figure out, like,
Drake's never really been a great production guy. He likes to overpower the song. He don't like to have the beat overpower him. All right, outside of Lord Knows, or he don't do big grandiose beats and all that stuff. He's like, I need something easy for me to be the highlight, not the beat to be the highlight.
Yeah, like he always has those moments where the beat goes underwater just so he can
like, the next challenge is, hey, like, you know, let me get out my box and try different production, which is cool too.
No, we cool.
But I'm saying, like, I'm saying if he's like, I want to, like, try that, which is cool, whatever.
But me and Russell, we were talking on the way here. We was like, if he wanted to do a million in a week, he could have did it, because he could have had bonus on. He could have added all, like, he could have the wants and needs, the What's next? The Dirk Rucker who Laugh Now.
Yeah, but, Cry Later, yeah.
Man, if he would have added them, he'd easily did a million in a week.
Could have did bundles like Kanye did with the merch. Like,
yeah,
he could have did the bundles.
He didn't.
But he has
he had no,
his integrity.
He had no lead single. Like, I think that's dope.
That's
like,
also
like,
dope.
He had no lead singles on it. Like, every song you heard was a new song. Well, you know,
outside of leaks. And also, I don't let the leaks affect my view of this battle because it goes back to the
TSU is still fire. Like, not around, whatever.
Not around. Yeah, I still call it not around. You know, it's TSU because when people say TSU, how does TSU go? Oh, not around. Oh, shit. But yeah, not around is still great. And also, I didn't really listen to the leaks when stuff was
leaks. Yeah, I wasn't OVO Res, but I'm like, I didn't.
So it didn't affect. But even if I did, I always used My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy theory, you know. Speaking of Kanye, like we heard a lot of those songs before the album
damn
came out.
Damn near all them songs.
But it still, it didn't take away. Like, but when you step back, like a year later, you go back and visit. It doesn't matter what song you heard first. You look at the album as the album, and the artwork are the songs. Yeah. Good. So I don't skip. People skip over. Like, oh, TSU doesn't count because that was a league. No, that counts.
It's on the album. Song. And it's a good song. Not around. It's fire.
If it's on the album, it counts.
like I said too, I also still do think it's dope that like every feature that like he let them kind of like have their moment, kind of like, hey, like let you shine in this part. Because I'm just like, even like with like the Hov track, you got like Dirk on In the Bible, you got, you know, like 21, you got like Lil Baby. Like, I feel like they
people love that. People love 21 Savage, man.
Yeah,
people. Have y'all like, ever since 21 said like, no, I want to make like good albums, I really care about
rapping. Ever since his second album came out, that's when the tides started changing. Because at first, everyone was like, that he was just like another, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, just, yeah,
another like, street
just
rapper.
Yeah, but yeah, I think after they kind of saw like, oh shit, like,
I know, he cares.
Yeah.
What was the second album, the one with A Lot?
Yep.
Yeah. When he made that album, he was like,
that was changing the guards.
It was crazy. He was doing an interview with Gilly. Shouts to Gilly, man.
That's an underrated podcast too.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to Gilly is hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
But he was saying like, he's like I don't think labels even believed him. I think labels thought that he was just gonna be, you know, the street rapper. So he owns all his masters. He's like, I own all my masters.
Like, because he does like a 70-30 split with Atlantic or something, right? On distribution or something.
He said something like that.
It's something very favorable.
Yeah, like, so he's like, I own all my masters. And I had that very favorable split. So like, I'm good.
I make money on my albums.
Yeah, I'm good on this side. So. He's like, yeah. So he's like, you know, he's like, so, and he was like, man, it was funny. Like, him and Lil Baby both was saying, like, nah, I don't be on these private jets like that. Like Lil Baby was like, I do it for, like, an experience. Like, if I'm taking the whole crew out, and let's all, like, go have fun type of thing. He's like, but other than that, nigga, hell no. I be in the airport, hoodie on. He's like, especially now with COVID, mask on. They don't know it's me. I'm in that joint cooling.
Russ.
And 21 was saying, he's like, hell no. He's like, they gotta fly. He's like, or I'll add a third show. Like, so he's like, say I got like three shows in the city. Like, I'll add a fourth show, which will cover the.
Oh, that's smart.
Would cover the travel from LA to, you know, to whatever. But yeah, no, I was definitely cracking up. Like, he's like, but other than that, man, hell no, I don't be on these private jets. That shit costs entirely too much money.
He's incredibly smart and intelligent. And
he definitely is. Yeah, shout out to 21, man.
They're like, people definitely. like underestimate him. They're like, no, I'm sorry, just because I'm from the street don't mean I don't know how to handle my business and stuff. So shout out to 21. Russ, what is, do you think that you could beat Fantano in a debate over about Drake?
I mean, maybe. I don't know, because I feel like he goes the whole like sonically and all this stuff. I'm like, I ain't trying to tell them words, but no, like people like Fantano, like Dead and Hip Hop, a lot of those like YouTubers who like, you didn't like early Drake projects or like his music back then, I don't really understand like what's gonna change your opinion now.
Yeah,
so like your opinion to me, especially if like when you've critiqued it, you've gone kind of past the music point and you just trying to like just attack another person's character.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, so
you take it to their character.
Yeah,
right,
like,
come on.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so we're, oh, this is what we're doing here. So then it's like, at that point, it's like, I don't really understand.
Beyonce, your husband sold drugs.
Yeah. Like, and then like also too, like with Fantano also.
Yeah, that was wild. Like that just came up on my timeline. I'm like, yo, Shorty was really mad that Jay-Z sold drugs. Like, so you were trying to slander Beyonce because her husband sold drugs.
Back in 92.
Like, you can't let him forget,
man. Like, yo, that's wild.
And also with Fantano, he got exposed to being like a white supremacist back then on YouTube. So I'm like,
hey, Russ always has some petty shit.
Hey,
how'd you find out?
I remember all this, man. I ain't forgot.
Hey, damn, son, where'd you find this?
I did not hear about
Russ
that.
Russ always keeps shit like that.
I kept it in the back of the brain,
oh,
man.
Oh, you got a debate fan channel now. I remember that.
And also, I remember, like, when I think when, like, I think it's when Wale dropped something this year, and it was like, and he's like, I don't know why Wale's even talking about this. And somebody was like, well, you're not really a part of this particular culture, so we expect you not to know about this. But I don't know. He's just lame to me, but it is what it is. Like, you don't get those kind of people. At the same time, when people like are like, oh, well, Don is so much better, I'm like, well, like, it's not the rapping. Because if we're talking, like, if we're talking strictly rapping in 2021, I'm going to sound biased, but you cannot convince me that Kanye rap better than Drake. I'm sorry. Like, it just don't. Like,
Kanye won't even try.
This is 2011. This was like 2011. I'd be like, okay, that's for debate. Not now. I'm sorry. No.
It's not the Washington era. I don't know who gave Kanye the. It was probably Kanye with Adam and Eve in the rib line. I'm like, oh god, boy, he cornballed that bar up so bad.
That's why he ended the song with it. It was funny. I laughed.
Also, it's such an old joke too. Like, that joke has been around for years.
You being a comedian, you know. I'm like, I've never heard anybody say that.
They put it in movie. It was in the movie Guess Who with Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher. I got a joke.
I missed that.
So
big debate, me and my dog Power, shout out to Powers. 9-1-1 versus Rainy Days. I'm like, 9-1-1 was popular, yes, but
speaking of songs that were a joke,
I used to joke on 9-1-1 all the time.
You didn't take it serious,
but Rainy Days was dope. Like, but yeah, so.
Yeah, Rainy Days was a bop that lasted 2 months on the 106 and Park charts, and then 9-1-1 was a bigger, more grandiose song. But we just made fun of it. No one said, "Yo, this song is so good." Dope. We made fun of that song, fam. Friday after next, when Holy Moly got knocked out, and as soon as he walked in, what's the first thing that Mike got? Someone please call 911. We made fun of that song so much.
And but it was, I don't care what Instagram was talking about. My Instagram followers, they all don't know
why you set yourself up for that.
Yeah, they don't even remember
Rainy Days.
They all went not. Is that,
it's not even in Ja Rule's top 10. So I know it's
the slums of South Maplewood. Evidently, they don't, because I was Russ's sister. And I'm like,
Warren discovered how regional that song was. Like, it was a niche song.
I'm like, yeah, damn,
it's up there with the Charlie Baltimore record. I cry, we cry. These are the most non-rememberable Ja Rule hits. Like, they were hits, but only
on
106, and only for like a month. But that was about
But yeah, no, I was like, I asked Russ, I'm like, yo, she was like, I don't know either. So I'm like, what is going on in the slums of South Maplewood, man? Golly.
And you said she was the 106 Park stand. Was it during the Terrence and Roxy era?
she was gonna begin with the AJ and Freak stuff too. So that's why I told her, I was surprised.
But how did she not know either song? Like, I expect you to at least
wait,
know.
Wait, neither? That's crazy.
Yeah, she said she didn't know. She's like, what? I'm like,
did you play it for her? Like, are you sure she hasn't heard this song? Like, maybe she doesn't know it by name.
You know 911 by name.
I saw her yesterday, and she was like, "Oh no, I know what it was." I was like, okay.
I was like, okay.
I was just surprised. I was like, man, usually I'm the one that's like kind of like, you know, out the loop on certain. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard this before.
Fam, I posted. I remember someone took an L, and I used that song months ago. Someone took an L on something, and I used that song on my Instagram. Like, someone please call 911.
But I was more upset with like my wife, because she's a Mary J. Like, she loves Mary J. Like, that's her favorite artist, and I'm like, Mary J's performance on Rainy Days was way better than it was on 9-1-1. Like, cause Lamont got shot. No, like, they like,
but they get
cold. Like, no.
So then I feel like I'm a prisoner.
Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, but she said 9-1-1. I was like, all right, yeah, get off my phone. Right now. All right, man.
Yeah. All right. So what are y'all stance? Leaving off the Drake topic. Finally, we got to address the controversy with the Three Stacks verse being leaked.
Did Drake leak it?
Oh yes, he leaked it. He leaked it on the radio on
OVO.
Yeah, Time 42 radio show.
But like, how did he get it?
We don't know. That's a mystery.
No written in the industry. My ass.
I have my theory. What I think happened.
All right, so what, man,
Kid Cudi gave it to us. All you need. Everybody's a suspect.
Cudi said,
"The
hey,
NBA is a suspect."
Hey, dog. He dissed me in this record too.
Wait, so he was like, "Cudi, I know you want to be on the album, but you got to give me some." He was like, "Yeah, you got to give me what they're doing over."
No, it was probably that engineer that Kanye told go to find God, then call me back. It was probably him.
There's so many suspects. I feel like Sahai had a lot of motive because he also got dissed on that song too. At the same time, yeah, I'm definitely leaking it. I'm sending it to the boy.
I see. Well, because I see what Drake play was basically like. Hey, like, you know, I get the drop on you. This one's like, so when you kind of drop it later, it's not gonna have that same kind of hit because it's like, okay.
Well, now I think more so he heard it. He's like, oh, this sucks. But so I'll put it out. I was more so laughing too, like all the memes with Three Stacks. Like Three Stacks, it was just rapping, and then and then Kanye comes on. It's GD, nigga. Yeah, like, I was like, oh dang.
So I said that Sicko Mode was the best song I ever wrote, and I said, oh, well, they go over me over there. Then Donda is my best ghostwriter. Like, yo, this is, you wasted a Three Stacks verse for this. Like, that was
a great Three Stacks.
A great, a phenomenal. It was beautiful. It was beautifully written. It was beautiful. How you waste the Three Stacks verse like that, fam? Like that is awful. That was one of the biggest crimes. People are deciding who's worse, Kanye for wasting that Three Stacks verse or Drake for leaking it. And he was being very vulnerable on the track and all that stuff. I mean,
yeah, that's the only problem. I was like, I feel bad for that.
Yeah, they kind of killed Drake. You know, just, hey man, I was corny. Putting 3K in the middle of this.
Yeah,
because he don't speak often, so you made him come out and address this. He don't address shit. Three Stacks don't address shit. So
and the way you try to frame it, like they framed it like, oh yeah,
my mom,
like, or like Three Stacks was gonna be dissing Drake too. The way you tried to like. The setup was gonna be, it was gonna be like, oh yeah, Kanye's this record featuring Three Stacks, like Three Stacks was gonna be dissing Drake, and that wasn't the case, like.
And no one was gonna think that when they heard the Three Stacks verse. Yeah, like,
no.
Like, hello, Conda, and talk to my mom. No, there wasn't nobody gonna think. Nobody. Oh, he's dissing Drake when you think about it.
He didn't say anything about Drake like at all.
He said you want to be on CLB too. Sure.
I wanted to be on CLB. While I'm at it, Kendrick, I want to be on your album. Tyler, Hov, I love all y'all. I want to be on all y'all.
I want to be on an album that comes out on time.
Lil Baby, I want to be on your album.
I can swear on this one too. Okay.
He was trying to kill that narrative. Like, I want to work with all these people. I'm not this guy that's just bougie and doesn't want to work. I want to work with all you niggas. I love people. You're not getting an album from me, but I'll work for all. I want to be on everyone's album.
And also,
I'm not Lauryn Hill. I will show up.
Shout out to Kanye's PR team for trying to rewrite. Right, like, oh well, you know, if you track it from Sunday to Sunday, he did 509. No, that is not how tracking works. That shit is from the
but either way, he only did 509.
No, and that 509, that's all. That's like worldwide sales. Not they only go by the U.S. Like, okay, domestic. So U.S. you still did 309. So
people don't count the Canada sales when they do extra 91,000.
We only count the
doing...
U.S. sales. So, like, you can't be counting in like all worlds. Like, oh, he did all this. Like, no.
You did all that just to still not beat
just,
the boy.
Just to still lose. Yeah, like
lost to the boy.
No matter what, you never did 604.
It was supposed to be 509. No, 520.
Yeah, I'm talking about Drake.
Oh, Drake, not Drake. Yeah, Drake did 604.
Yeah, 604. Like, so you lost either way. Like, you can add it all in. You lost.
Or you got hit with, you lost.
Yell and scream all you want. You lost. All you want. Shout out to Shannon Sharp, man.
Speaking of sports show, it was a great segue, man. Whoo, we got some closure. A little bit of closure here. Stephen A. Smith went on Hot 97 and addressed.
Oh, I didn't see this.
They asked him like what happened with Max Kellerman. Like, you know, usually like you kind of beat around the bush, collect a little PC.
No,
he said, no, I wanted him off the show.
He said, all the rumors are true. I wanted him off the show. Yeah, like, I was like, whoa, holy shit. The camera train over there. Oh, when you hear, if we play the clip, fam. He
was done.
He was basically saying I miss Skip.
I seen somebody like made a thing on TikTok or whatever. I was like, no, this is the real reason why. I think it was probably before somebody heard the Max or heard that like interview. they played the clip when T.O. was on there.
He's he said Max is blacker than you.
Yeah. They're like, yo, this is the real reason.
that is funny.
That Stephen A. wanted him off there because T.O. said Max is more black than you. and Stephen A. definitely found mad offense to that.
Oh, yeah. No, Stephen A., I don't need to get invited to the barbecue. I can throw my own barbecue. Like, fam, no one wants to go to your cookout. No one wants to go to the Stephen A. cookout. That sounds like a trash cookout.
Man, and the fact, man, like, fam, I get that you love Skip because Skip made sure you was, like...
Not the Mets yet. They haven't fallen completely. Haven't come completely off yet.
They'll never be the Mets. Let's be very clear about that.
You had a sleep apnea surgery, which I want to get into a little bit, just sure. To learn a little bit about you a little bit more. But it didn't seem like you and Max had a bad relationship at all. So where do those rumors come from, and what's the truth with the departure of Max Kellerman from First Take?
Well, the rumor's accurate in terms of me wanting him off the show. yes, I did.
yes, I did.
That's hilarious.
And he goes on and on and talking about you know, the chemistry. Listen, we run a show, we have segments, and this is a sports show. Man, the chemistry is terrible. It's off. I'm not feeling
like Max. Max says some wild shit, but
he was on his ass. Man.
I don't want to work. I'm not saying I'm not saying he's a bad guy. You know, but
he's a bad dude.
Yeah,
he's a
bad dude. He wanted Max, but like, yo, how they tried to cover it up, like ESPN, like, no, yeah. There's no beef, like all this other stuff. Like, Max is, you know, there's a few, like, yeah, the room's to him leaving, but no, it's partial because he got better opportunities.
If you were...
talk stuff, and then Stephen A. comes over there because Ebro tried to give him an out, like, yeah, no, all the rumors are true. I wanted him off the show.
ESPN can't wait for that contract to end, boy. Cause they're like, yeah, we're not re-upping Stephen A. We're not, cause Max got another show.
He had a radio show.
Yeah, so yeah. They're like, Max, you're good. We just won't get you off of this, man.
No, Stephen A. He tried to take credit, but like, you know, I made sure
he had opportunities.
Obviously lined up.
Hell no.
Lined up because, like, you know, I knew he was going to be a hot free agent, so I made sure he had opportunities lined up before I get him kicked off the show.
That's code for I knew you'd land on your feet after I got you fired.
Yeah.
Nah, the ESPN was like, man, I know, like, Skip before Skip left, because we missed Skip, because Undisputed is doing way bigger numbers than mm-hmm. than First Take.
Well, let Stephen A. tell. We're still ESPN.
Still number one.
ESPN.
Shout out Disney.
For sure. That's not what we asked you, Stephen.
ESPN is number one, yes, 10,000%. First Take, for damn sure, isn't. So, yeah, if you're talking Fox versus ESPN, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, ESPN you're way bigger than FS1. Yeah, so for sure. But from 9 a.m.
But if we talking shows.
To 11
a.m.
Yeah,
nah, we all know. It ain't even close. But, so, yeah, no, Skip and Shannon is killing it, man. They are legit, like, killing it.
But what did your take, especially now after hearing, like, a little snippet? And my
take is I'm not surprised, because if you go back to, like, certain episodes, even if you go back to when it
Max
was
is blacker than him. No.
When you go back to the Eastern Conference. Was it Eastern Conference Finals? No, I think it was this. Whenever the Bucks played the Nets, there was it was when they were talking about how, like, comparing, like, Giannis, you know, comparing, like, what KD was doing. He was basically saying – Max was basically pointing out that, like, Stephen A. is very biased towards LeBron when it comes to, like, comparing him to, like, Kevin Durant, basically saying, like, well, you're giving Kevin Durant props for losing, you know, because the team was hurt. But when LeBron lost in 2015, you know, you said that he's basically into, like, a young, like, Warriors team. And Max was just cooking him. Like, he was – you can see Stephen A. was just frustrated. He was just like –
had him on the ropes.
You know, Stephen A. did, like, that kind of, like, he kind of, like, take a deep breath. Like, okay, you can tell he's getting frustrated at this point. So you could definitely pick out certain moments where you could see, like, he was getting on his nerves. And then I've always said Stephen A. don't like Molly either. Like, if you go back, like, he can't stand Molly. I don't know if you just saw the show. I've watched First Take in a while.
To be fair, the internet hates Molly, but yes.
Yeah, that too.
I'm trying to figure out, like, man, like, what, like, sports shows, like, I feel like there's always, like, a weird dynamic of, like, people are with these shows and having a female host. Yeah. Instead of, like, having a female voice, like, we hear all the time, like,
it's just a female moderator. They use them as a prop.
Kari
Champion was doing it. She was really dope at it.
But she talked about too how the way.
But yeah, she talked about it. Yeah, the guy. But yeah, Molly, the only person.
But even
only person that likes Molly is Jalen Rose. Yeah. So that's.
Yeah, that is true. No one in ESPN really fucks with her like that.
Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, man. No, but like, I'm trying to figure out like what like they hate like Jamel Hills came out like, yo, the politics that I have to deal with, you know, behind the scenes, Kerry Champion, same thing, like what I deal with behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. All these athletes or whatever being divas and, you know what I mean, or personalities being divas and so on and so forth. And, like, yeah, I don't really get, like what it is, like, with that, but.
It is pretty weird how they do that.
Yeah, ESPN's just going through a lot this year, man. They got the whole Rachel Nichols stuff that happened. They just slowly wait. The fuck up out of there.
I didn't hear nothing about it, but I keep seeing jokes like she was messing with Jimmy Butler or no?
No, bro, I said that's an internet rumor. Basically, what happened, okay, long story short, get to the point, during the bubble last year,
she was down
there. She got caught on recording talking about Malika Taylor. I think I talked about a couple episodes ago, but Malika Taylor, who was a black analyst, she was getting, I guess ESPN wanted to give her like more coverage, and I was going to cut into like Rachel Nichols area, and she was like, well, just because you guys feel guilty about your, you know, terrible
black quota type
equality kind of thing, and you know, with Black Lives Matter, I understand that, but you know, basically she was saying like, just because you guys feel guilty, I shouldn't be, I shouldn't be getting punished for, you know, trying to, you know, basically trying to build her up kind of thing. It just sounded like some hating shit, and so the whole conversation got like exposed. Like,
you're only
online.
Hiring her, you're only having her do it, not because
you're only hiring because she's black, and Malika Taylor's cold, bro. Like, yeah, she did college football, NFL, basketball, like she's very qualified for it, and then like. Kendra Perkins and I think like Paul Pierce. Was Paul Pierce too? A bunch of some dudes came to defend Rachel Nichols, and then the internet was. This is like
surprised.
Early summer.
Wow,
happening.
That list you just named. Wow, no surprises there. Paul,
hey, shout out Kendra Perkins. Got in 2K. He analyst in 2K now. Shout out to him, man.
Shout out to that.
So how did it come about of her messing with Jimmy Butler?
Oh no, that was just like a rumor because like I guess like people thought like her and Jimmy like. Like, I don't know. It was just one of those like internet rumors that never really went.
That's a weird happened. Random match.
Yeah, it was nasty time in the bubble, bro.
He gets lonely in that bubble.
He gets lonely in that bubble. That's funny.
Yeah. So what are your feelings, Stephen A. Max Kellerman? Now that, you know, the truth is out, or at least Stephen A. is keeping it 100 in the.
Well, for me, I'm just like, man. Look, man. I also seen a clip where Stephen A was saying like, I'll debate anybody, whether the celebrities, internet personalities, whether I'm like, yo, Stephen A, man, they just know that you're locked in. So, but it's getting bad over there, man. While Skip and Shannon are doing their thing at Fox Sports, but it's looking bad over here for you, man. Cause if you getting people off the show, like, again, you're not Skip. Like, you're not Skip.
I mean, let him tell, because ESPN's cutting him checks for like 5 different shows and stuff. Like, they keep him working around the clock, around there in Connecticut.
And Skip made sure that when he left, he's like, I was gonna make my dog look good, and I'm gonna make sure that they cash you out. And then when ESPN got on dirt with him, he was like, all right, well, I'm out. If I can't talk about what I want to talk about, I'm out.
So we all agree that the writing was on the wall.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. Supposed to be out last year, to be honest.
Yeah, although Max Kellerman was having a bad year, just a lot of bad takes and a lot of bad. Like, he was getting this is the most I had ever seen him get killed for. Just
all I'm gonna say is all of ESPN. All I'm gonna say is most of ESPN after Kawhi won that ring in Toronto was just on some nasty behavior. So
yeah,
all you guys are suspects. Y'all, he's a top 3 small four. Boy, shut the fuck up. Stop. Y'all was all like, and then like when he went to the Clipper, I ain't forgot this. I'm having flashbacks now. Yeah, I ain't forgot this.
Talk your shit, Russ.
And then on Lakers, who's gonna play defense win the first championship? And we won it. So yeah, whatever, man. It was nasty times back in those days. So
all I'm gonna say is, give me Iguodala.
That was nuts too.
That was nasty.
But with Max too. Max don't like he didn't like Steph regardless. So I was like, when people just on brand hate on somebody for a long time, I'm like, hey, that's on brand of what you do. Like, yeah. I respect it. You consistent. Like, you know what I mean? You didn't switch up, so
it becomes,
what you're
it becomes
on.
A personality trait. You're attached to an identity.
Like Skip and LeBron at this point, it's just like, okay, you just obsessed. Like, I don't know if you saw a couple weeks ago when Skip was like, when LeBron was posting those workout videos and Skip was like copying it and posting on his Instagram, like, hey, LeBron, I'm up at 3 a.m. working out. Nah, what are you doing? Like, bro, this is nuts, bro. Like,
2:02. Skip wakes up at 2:02.
Hey, well, it's cool. Like, he was dying. I was like, bro, you good? Like,
not like. Skip and LeBron, like, he just won't never have anything positive to say about LeBron. And it, I always laugh too about
the goalposts be moving like a motherfucker too, man. When LeBron does.
But no, but and like Skip, you have two teams that you like. You root for Kevin Durant and Kawhi. Like, you have two teams versus Shannon's just one LeBron. Like you. Shannon has to defend LeBron versus two people.
I think the funniest thing is when people who like aren't up to LeBron's level, like, originally, like, try to like slander him. Skip will like go out and defend LeBron. It's super random. It's like, okay, I guess. But cause I think I didn't see what he said about, I don't know if you guys were with the Rasheed Wallace, and Rasheed Wallace saying like how LeBron like wouldn't last in their era. Rasheed Wallace, I have news for you. LeBron played in your era.
When you were in the Pistons, he sent
you guys home 2 years in a row. I ain't forgot.
Sent him home.
Wow. I ain't forgot when LeBron dunked on you. I ain't forgot when LeBron had them 25 straight points on the Pistons back in Auburn Hills. So, you know, we have not forgot those days.
Wow. Rasheed was on the list and Russ had the
receipts. Man, Rasheed Wallace, Kevin Garnett. Man, I got a whole list of people I don't really rock with like that, man. Paul Pierce.
Hey, man.
Paul Pierce. Y'all see Paul Pierce?
Yeah, Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce, man, that's a nasty man.
Paul Pierce is rich. Single and that nigga is out here to mingle.
Like that. Bruh, he was wild.
With no NBA, ESPN contract no more.
He got put in the Hall of Fame last night. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
So did my guy Chris Bosh, man.
Nice.
I think Ray Allen did too. Yeah. No, I think
Ray Allen's already in it. Yeah, I'm like, well, actually, no.
Ray Allen's still not in it?
No, I think he's already in. Let me see. Hold on. I know AI was last night.
Wait, so do they like have like a like thing like the NFL, like you have to be retired for a certain amount of years?
5 years? I thought you had to be retired for 5 years. So Bosh has been retired for 5 years?
Yeah, because he retired.
Yeah, because Bosh had to retire.
Because he wanted to get on the court and say, yo, like, no. Like, we will literally pay you like to never play with us again.
Sounds fucked up when you say it like that.
I know, yeah.
But only because he had a heart condition. Like,
yeah, his was fucked up because I think he got his on, like, because he had like an embolism on like a flight. And I guess, like, if he wouldn't have went to the doctor, I guess he, like, would have died, like, 2 days after that or something. So it was, like, real crazy. And then, like, I think he was trying to make a comeback. Because I think it was when LeBron, like, went to L.A. He was going to try and, like, come back. And they were like, nah, you can't do that. So I'm glad he found, like, an outlet. But a random fact is Chris Bosh actually has a house in L.A. He actually lets a lot of artists record at for, like, you know, when they record albums and stuff. So that's a nice stream of income for him. So shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Well, he's not hurting on no money.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm like, Bosh, they – Bosh is been paid.
I guess it's like a business he started with that too. So yeah, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Got the big bags from right before he retired too.
Shout out to Shaq too, because he always tells the story like, man, I could have signed NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. They used to record at my house, and I didn't get me. I let them do it for free. I said, give me a dollar, you can record at my house, and I understand the music. And then the thing blew up.
Shout out to Shaq being.
Year later, Shaq, I should have signed
it. Shaq's gonna be the next big next NBA billionaire. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and yeah, LeBron's currently billionaire while still playing league.
Did he make it? Because they were saying like he by the end of the year he would be a billionaire. Yeah, whatever.
Because I think what they're gonna do now is they're gonna sell. I think now they're gonna end up selling like uninterrupted. I think that's like up for like sale. I think once that goes through, they'll be, and then
Jerry, she's getting YouTube money, so you know what I mean.
And Bronny getting that whatchamacallit money, streaming money, whatever.
That gamer money. So
I think
Bron's so cheap. He like, y'all costing too much money. Y'all gotta start making some money. I'll put y'all on Y'all you gonna start spending your own money, huh? The only person that spends my money is my wife. That's it. All you other kids, nah. Y'all gotta figure it out. Y'all gotta figure it out. Jerry, your young ass, you like to cook? Cool. You gonna get a YouTube channel?
Shaq says the same thing about his kid. Like, I'll help you. Anything. I mean, you're not just gonna sit around and just collect checks from me, the Reggie Lightning. I'll support any business.
Shaq was like,
except my daughter.
The girls is good.
The girls good.
Thank you for my money.
You niggas, y'all gotta
figure it out.
So to go back to the basketball fame I was talking about, it was Chris Bosh, Yolanda Griffin, Lauren Jackson, Tony Kukoc, Paul Pierce, Ben Wallace. Also, Ben Wallace looked old as hell now. I was like, I had no idea like he aged like that after he retired, but and then we got Chris Webber too that went in, so
Shout out to
yeah, because the Fab Five was C-Web. That's what it was. Yeah.
Hey, no. Oh, that. Okay. I was wondering why that randomly just popped up on my timeline. Tony Kukoc's highlights, and I'm like, damn, he was diving niggas off. Like, sheesh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, so. Yeah. Shout out to Tony. Yeah.
Nice with the passes.
Yeah. Definitely.
So last week after the pod, we saw Shang-Chi.
Yes. Fire.
Fire. Lots of hands. Lots of action.
A lot of fisticuffs.
Boy, they did not skip out on the fight choreography. It was great, great fight scenes. Like it gave me exceeded my expectations. So that was, as a solo Marvel film, that is fire. It's up there for me. Like that was
That, from a character that we knew nothing about. A character that isn't like prominent, like, you know, Marvel is,
that's an understatement, he's not prominent. Yeah, no.
Like Marvel is good at making C-list, D-list characters, superheroes that ain't nothing. Like that.
Shang-Chi was Y-list. All right, he's somewhere down to W-list, somewhere around there.
Like, man,
because even comic book fans, even on YouTube, all the like, they would say, man, I didn't really know anything. I heard knew of him. Like, these are comic book fans. Like, man, I really not much about Shang-Chi. So yeah, that goes to show like how much.
Like, and he doesn't have a. Like, so with Black Panther, like, yo, he was a C-list, D-list guy, but the Black community, like, loved it for everything that it was, like, like fire, but like Shang-Chi, nah, they had to do that one, like, it ended up being fire.
I think for origin stories, his is definitely up there for like the top ones.
Oh yeah,
he definitely better than Cap 1 by fucking
because far. They got straight to the
Thor
shit.
One,
like,
all
yeah,
the,
all, oh, yeah, all the ones,
all the ones. Yeah,
Iron Man 1 is still goated, but you know, we know why.
But, you know, I like 2 over but this, 1, but yeah.
But this one had more action than both of them, and I love Iron Man. But this one had got to the shit. It wasn't no slow burn to get to the action at the end.
Nah,
none of that.
The only thing Shang-Chi makes me mad, I'm just like, man. If Iron Man 3, they just would have found a way to put this Mandarin in that movie.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah.
Because I always feel Iron Man, like I said, Iron Man 3, y'all know that's like in my Marvel, like, I should not love that movie, but I still do. It's like one of like my top movies just because.
It's a great Christmas movie.
It's just nostalgia to me, and like I just like it. But I'm just like, man, the first like half Iron Man 3, fire. That's that second and third act. Don't know what they were doing, but, you know, chocolate up to the streets, kind of take a L for that one. But with the Mandarin, I think the way they kind of, I think it was pretty dope how he was like, yeah, man, you know, this guy was, you know, in America, basically appropriating everything I was doing and kind of, you know, just like stealing all my shit.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of crazy that they were, you know, scared of somebody that was named after like an orange or something. After a chicken dish. That's what it was. He's like, after like a chicken dish. Like, it's
Mandarin orange. Orange chicken.
And it's delicious. Yeah. Because he was basically CB4 in him. If you ever seen CB4, Chris Rock was pretending to be this gangster rapper MC Gusto, but the real MC Gusto was in jail, played by Charlie Murphy. Yeah, that's basically
rest in peace.
Yeah, and he had to be broke out of jail just trying to kill this nigga. But yeah, no, the Mandarin, that was a great story, or story with Mandarin. I love the villain, the dad was dope. I liked him.
Like I said,
he
like
was very smooth. That was a smooth villain.
Yeah, like it was like I said, the fisticuffs was there. Like, yo, his dad was like that. Like, he, it wasn't like, oh yeah, we heard about your dad. No.
You wanna see this?
No. He like, yeah, I'm that boy for real.
You know what's crazy?
I'm back boy for real. I'm that boy for real.
there are people that watched this movie, like reviewing it and what they thought was gonna happen. And I had this whole thing too, because this is what they typically would do.
Yeah,
is he would. A hero would get his ass kicked, and then he would learn how to fight. And then at the end, like, no, the bus scene, like, and I thought, well, he probably doesn't know yet. He doesn't know he got too busy on that bus. Yeah. And because I thought it was gonna, and everybody had that same reaction. Like, the bus, of course, it's in the trailer, but still, we thought, you know, everybody kept saying they thought he was going to get his ass kicked, and then he would learn how to fight, or he would fight good, but just not good enough to win. Like, no,
I put all these niggas down.
In the movie, he hadn't had to fight in years, so I didn't think I thought he would be rusty or something. But then all them niggas went back to that. like, yeah, no, I knew y'all wasn't gonna beat him until I sent y'all there.
He said, I told him you couldn't.
Yeah, y'all couldn't. I told y'all couldn't kill him.
I raised my son. Like, what are you talking about? No, I know he had the physicals. Yeah, I sent y'all to him just to make sure he wasn't rusty.
Sent y'all on a dummy mission.
And I've been saying this like all week, but I'm like, man, I still think it's dope. The dude that plays Shang-Chi is literally like, he used to be like a stunt actor, and he literally called Kevin Feige and was like, yo, he tweeted Kevin Feige for like 10 years. No, like, not 10, but like 3 or 4 years, like, yo, I want to play this role. I want to play this role. And he got it.
Like, yeah, cool. I'm like, you act like he tweeted every day.
My fault. Like, anyway, a couple times.
I tweeted Kevin Feige every day.
Mahershala Ali walked in, and I was like, I want to be Blade.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. Actually,
overall, I thought it was dope. And I thought, like,
if Lala can get into them offices, just to talk to Kevin Feige, she's going to be Storm tomorrow.
Bro, stop. But don't give them any ideas.
I know.
No, she might, man. Like, Lala keeps popping up in these fucking shows. Like, it's crazy. Like, shout out to Lala, man. But, man, she just keeps, like...
Yeah, shout out to Instagram, but fuck that acting.
But no, but, like, so she's about to be in BMF. I think she's in...
She's in something big.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, she's in Wu-Tang America's.
I'm like, come on. Like, Lala be working. Like, she was in Power. She's like, yo, like, Lala be working.
Stay with a check.
But it's funny to think about it, though. Like, Lala been famous. Like before Mello. Like, Mello.
Famous-ish on a certain scale.
Yeah, but, like, Mello secured her check. Mm-hmm. And like yeah, you good now because you married to like Mello makes way more money than Lala ever made. But now she's like, popular. Popular. Yeah, like she's always been popular. Like she's just always been popular. Like
She's been collecting them industry connects for years and all that stuff, and it finally started paying off when some of those industry connects started doing TV and movies and rappers, like, you know, RZA, 50, everybody, when they start getting involved in movies, they were able to throw Lala a bone and all that stuff. So that was a long term investment that she got in. boy,
yeah,
she still ain't getting no Judd Apatow movie. I don't know why she thought that was gonna work.
I also like I was telling B, I think I was telling you guys too about like the post credit scene. I'm like, man, Bruce Banner looked terrible. I'm like, damn, bro, you aged crazy. Ain't been that long since Endgame. Like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, do y'all have a theory of like
how the fuck is he Bruce again? Like, what?
How did he got like how did he become Bruce again? But his arms still fucked up.
Oh yeah, man. I think he I think he's the one that said they're about to kill him off. Was he really? Somebody said, I don't know if it was
one. Oh yeah, that was like a theory or
yeah,
or
else. But you can't kill him off.
Hey man, they'll find a way. One of those Eternals will get him out of here real quick.
But what if? It was green juice everywhere. It was terrible. Captain Marvel, she looked terrible too. Brie Larson looked awful.
So my thing with what if, like,
I think so she's just aging terribly.
Are they supposed to
have a good ending?
No, are they supposed to like all like come together? Like is it supposed to be just random?
See, yeah, to get into what if, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to say one more thing about Shang-Chi though before we get into what if. Moving forward with this character, he's a fire addition.
Bro,
whether we knew much about fire addition to the Avengers, like better than Black Widow and Hawkeye and all. So, and then now he got the Ten Rings too. So now he actually has the power. Because when people's like, oh man, how are the Avengers, you know, gonna move on? Like they're technically more powerful now than they were the original. If you look at that roster in the first Avengers and look at who we got now with Wanda and Doctor Strange and Shang-Chi. We still Iron got Man. Thor.
Captain
America.
Like Iron Man only he had his suit. Yeah. And like Thor was only like
only powerful. And powerful. Hulk. Thor and Hulk basically. Yeah.
Oh yeah, if you want to call Hulk.
Thor ain't show up that much when it was needed to be. So Thor's terrible.
No, what do you mean? He came through like hurricanes, dude.
He ain't close to doing Infinity War. You know, he ain't close out in the fourth.
Hey, okay, sorry. His aim was off. He didn't aim for that.
But still, like they're way more powerful now. And then you got the Eternals coming. You still got X-Men coming. You still got Fantastic Four coming.
Not like Marvel.
Well, Fantastic Four, I still stay on that slender. They're not that fantastic when you look at
they're the okay four.
Yeah,
okay. AI.
they the mid four.
Yeah. But now like you said, yeah, that the Avengers are definitely way stronger now. Like,
I do want to see Shang-Chi. I think it'd be nice kind of if they fit him in like some other people's movies going forward too. Kind of.
But like, I wonder like what would be his
specialty to the team.
Like how his personality will fit into the team. Like you know, everybody was like, oh yeah,
you don't need a personality. He's Shang-Chi. Fight.
Like I do this for this. I do this for this. Like it's all about this. Like everybody has like kind of like motives of why they do what they do and why they will come together to stop whatever. Like
this was gonna be his sister. You know, she got the 10 rings. She's like, I got the intel on this. Bring me in. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him in Spider-Man lingo. That'd be dope, man. Like
I would love to see that. Because then we got Tiana Paris's character, Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, because we also got to remember because we got Shang-Chi, we ain't got to get bum ass Iron Fist no more. Like that's just dead. Like no more Danny Rand.
I heard they trying to figure out
whooped Danny Rand. He whooped Danny Rand's ass.
Yeah,
brakes off Danny.
I'm sure he will. is my guy Harley? Is he gonna?
That's Harley Quinn. That shit dead, bro.
They dead the fans in there. What was that? What was all that build up?
As soon as they said Ironheart, they should know. Better go find something else to do.
No, they might introduce him too, and then they gotta work together.
He got to do something. They had him at the funeral. They have him at the funeral for nothing.
They had a lot of people at the damn funeral. They had the Guardians funeral. They said somebody in the Guardians died in the next movie. So I don't know.
Drax.
Take Peter Quill with you.
Oh no, he's good for life.
I didn't realize how many white people hate Chris Pratt in real life on Twitter. He'd be trending, white people, y'all hate him? Oh shit.
Chris Pratt good for life.
Only Chris and we rock with is Chris Evans.
Yeah, no. What about Chris Hemsworth? No, but I might like him the most. No, okay, just Chris Evans. But still, I still fuck his list of the Frito-Lay. I'll never forget that when that box went viral when Tony Baker and all them stuff, and they started ranking the chips in the Frito-Lay box and stuff with each person. And then Chris Evans retweeted it like, first of all, list goes like this. And he put the trash chips up first. It goes Fritos, a Cool Ranch Doritos. I was like, fam, this is the most flavorless shit. You are bland in real life.
This is the most flavorless shit.
Like you are bland. You are Captain America real. You are 1940s. Fucking taste in food. shout out to Chris. Yeah, Chris Pratt, man, they hate the boy. they
should have put Chris Pratt in the zombies. You could watch him die, you know what I'm saying? So
speaking of zombies, we got the What If episode.
Man,
the zombie apocalypse.
I'm gonna say it's another jump. When I first was watching, like, oh, this is interesting. After like kind of like watching it again, I was like, yeah, this ain't it. I'm sorry. This whole like zombie apocalypse shit, like it's kind of overplayed.
It's been done to death, but yeah.
Like we
never saw it in superhero like, with Marvel.
But
universe.
I was saying, I was like, okay, like Owen said, like Cap getting turned, okay, that makes sense. But I'm like, fam, how the fuck did Iron Man, you couldn't just fucking fly away? Like they can't fly, bro. Like what are we doing?
Damn, they can't bite through your
fucking
suit.
Nanotech. What the hell is this? Like Black Widow getting turned made sense. Cap, cool.
Yeah, like humans make sense, but yeah. My thing with What If is like, I appreciate you guys giving us this, and it's you know, filler, you know. Yeah. But other than that, I'm like, none of this makes sense. I don't care about the Watcher. Like,
what is his real power? Just be able to creep on people,
just
basically.
Just watch me.
He's a creep.
Like, you don't do nothing.
He's a creep.
Oh, maybe I should. Yeah. Maybe I should chime in on this.
He likes to say, I could have stepped in right here. You see this right here?
But what can
I
you do
stopped,
if you stepped
but
in?
I didn't, but yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
he basically, man, if I would have been there.
The only person he talked to was Strange. That was the only time.
You wilding, bro.
Hey, you see, help me. Nah.
What if I did? I'm like, bro, like, just help him and tell him. Teach him a lesson after it. Like,
but no, but I thought that was weird. I'm like, yo, this shouldn't even, like, I didn't like this Strange episode. Like,
I like the first half. It didn't just got like, all right.
The
ending was depressing.
When he got to, like, eating people's powers, I'm like, all right.
It's a little off brand.
Yeah, I was like,
I still don't get how he did the whole, like, two strangers
like,
in the same
like,
universe.
I like the first half of him, like, trying different scenarios. It's fun watching him try to figure out a way to save the like, fam, just let it happen. Then
after that, it got wild.
And also, too, like, it made me.
The gun shooting, like the Tinker wasn't even pointing phaser. His gun just happened to be right here. Like, look at Dr. Dre. Pop.
wait. And also, too, I think what people forget is, like, if you remember the Doctor Strange movie, he wasn't nice to her in the movie. So yeah. I'm like, when the fuck was like, oh, like, this is the love of my life.
When,
like,
was she his heart?
Everything. I'm like, okay, this is definitely a different universe, because in the movie, he was an asshole to her the whole time.
Yeah, I'm like, he obviously hit before, but like you, and in the movie, it never was him loving her.
He was all enamored and mesmerized as soon as she comes walking out of the hotel doors, and I was like, he was not like that in the movie.
And also, too, man, this whole shitting on Tony Stark shit gotta stop, man. Y'all gotta stop shitting on my dog, man. First you kill him off in Marvel Zombies, and then in the Hank Pym one, he died. I'm like, God damn, man. It's because Tony, like, didn't want to come back for the low. Like, damn.
They even disrespect Tony this whole run, like, geez, man. Series. Like, God.
I hope the next one, I hope the one when Killmonger comes, he at least still becomes fucking Iron Man. I'm like, okay, they probably going to change that too. I'm like, oh, man.
Killmonger is going to become Iron Man, I guess, somehow. Like, man, Killmonger. To thank him. I'm going to build you some tech. You got a lot of potential, kid. Sure. Here, I'll build you.
Sure.
Like, sure, dude, I'll build you a suit, dude. build him one like you did with Peter Parker. He's going to take him under his wing.
We definitely appreciate that everybody came back to voice, you know, like everybody, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Dave Bautista
is not coming back to voice. He said, they never asked me.
That wasn't him in the T'Challa one?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Only voices I can really notice is not them, is like the Black Widow one or the cast.
Oh, yeah, the Black Widow didn't even try to sound like Scarlet.
Yeah, even the cat one, I was like, it kind of sounded like Chris Evans a little bit. But I didn't know that Benedict Cumberbatch came back to be Doctor Strange.
All them niggas that ain't them niggas, yeah, they came back. They was like, yeah, Marvel called, we came.
Dave Bautista tried to lie fully, like, oh, you know, they never called me.
I would have done it. We know you would have came. Like, yeah, definitely.
And Marvel was like, man, nigga lying. He said he didn't want to do it because of the James Gunn shit. And he didn't want nothing to do with any type of drag shit.
Tom Holland told Sony. Sony told Tom Holland, nah, bro, you ain't doing that. Like, nah. Keep you over here. But yeah, I thought it was, I mean, like I said, like, I feel like the whole, like, zombie thing's been done so many times, so it's not that much stuff we can't unsee. I thought the whole... All
right, so how do y'all feel about the zombie apocalypse that everybody believes is coming?
Bro, that should happen. Just kill me, dog. Kill me, fam.
It's not worth the fight, like, man.
Wait, so zombie apocalypse, what would you do?
Hey, I'm just stay at the crib, man. I'm just like, hey, man, just accept my fate, dog.
It is what it is,
because
bro.
Because Walking Dead, like, fam, there's no end to it. There's no end to this.
If I survive this, everyone's fucking dead. Like, what's the point?
So y'all have no plan.
I got nowhere. Bunker up in the crib, man. Just wait him out. Shit, I don't even know at that point.
Like, hey, man, I'm like, I'm accepting the pick. All right, catch me at Gold Room.
Because, fam, as soon as my glasses break, I lose my contacts. I'm fucked anyway. Like, I can't see shit. Bro, it's over. Like, it's all right, a wrap.
So, B, you can't go to Gold Room, so you, like, fuck it. And Rush, you, like, shit. Once I rip my glasses over.
Yeah, once I rip my glasses and contacts loose around.
Look at the shit that we give it up for. Done, glasses and gold from man. Like, fuck this life.
even when I watch apocalypse movies, it's like, oh, it's us and like 10 people left in the world. What am I here for?
Well, then,
like,
I'm
already going to die, like, of natural death anyway. So it's like, fam, like, it's over. Like,
you're just going to give it up.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
I can't get a good burger anymore. All right, well,
this is the timeline I was chosen to be. All right,
so.
You thought you was going to get survival tag. All right, this is how we're going to survive. Right, zombie. Yeah, it's over. It's the apocalypse.
So for me, I know it's over. It's over. But I was like, all right, man, I'm going to my guy's crib with all the guns, and we're gonna try to take over like a Walmart and eat good. Like, but I had like an unrealistic plan, but y'all two were just like, I ain't even trying to survive. It's fucking over.
I'm a bunker up in the house. As soon as they come in, I'm a fake. I'm a play dead, and then, you know, just live with the results.
Yep. Oh, you gonna do like you can do like the fake Mandarin? Just play. I'm just performing.
I'm acting like I'm a zombie too. I'm one of them, dog. What you mean?
Well, I'm one of them.
Just walk. Work on my limp and walk.
But after I watch,
so so legit, like y'all, neither one of you guys are gonna try to fight.
I'm gonna try to fake it like I'm a zombie. If that don't work, like, oh well, then fuck. I tried everything I could
the
do.
The best case
that was my only plan. That was my only idea.
The best case.
I got a lot of ideas.
The best case scenario I've seen in the movie is that I Am Legend shit, and that shit started terrible. That shit still didn't have that good of an ending for him. So I'm like, hey man, it is what it is, dog. Like if it's the it's the timeline I'm chosen to be in, man. It's my fate. Like hey,
Did y'all see World War Z?
It's one of the movies I saw. I just don't remember it. Like I was during my Redbox era.
Man, like I watched it. And I'm like, oh, these zombies. I hope we don't get these zombies. These zombies is like that. Like
yeah, then,
yo. Did y'all? I don't want no part. I don't want to think about what if this really happens to zombie apocalypse. So I tried not to watch. Like, I watched a few of them. I watched some of the funny ones. I watched like Zombieland and shit. But other than that, no. I'm like, man, I don't want to think about the world coming to. And then of course there's I Am Legend. But other than that, I'm not really. Really big on those. What I am big on is
I hope we get the I Am Legend the zombies that can't come out
in the sunlight.
In the sunlight.
Oh yeah, that's great. Like, what kind of zombie? Pick your zombie, like type of thing. Like yeah, I want the I Am Legend ones. The ones
that can't be in the sunlight. So.
Yeah. Yeah, them because them World War Z zombies, them athlete ones,
them baby. Motherfuckers, they
hopping walls. I'm like, whoa,
they jumping through windshields. They
got
and zombie pie. It all depends how many people are alive. You know, it's like if it's like I Am Legend, it's just me. Oh man, kill me, man. Fuck it. What's the point? Oh yeah, I survived all zombies. It's just me on Earth by myself. No, but like, is it 10 people? Still no, not enough. Like, is it half the population? If it's like the snap, like the blip, I might think about trying to make it work. Like depending on which half survived. If I don't like these niggas that killed, we kept these niggas. But yeah,
I remember we watched this show on Netflix. I forgot they were like on like an airplane, or whatever. Anytime like anything that the sunlight hit, it like basically burned people's like whole body. So wow. I'm like, yo, this is a trash scenario. Even like with A Quiet Place, where it's like you like basically if you make a noise, the monsters won't just eat you. I'm like, okay, this is trash too. Like all this shit's terrible. Like
I'm just hoping that the utopia is like here, like just like obviously zombies gonna start in California and in New York, and I just hope like
leave Minnesota. We ain't got shit here. Leave us alone. Or all the big cities. Like,
yeah, like why would you come all the way up
Atlanta,
here?
Atlanta, Florida. Yeah, yeah. I just
Chicago hope, hit over. Like leave us alone.
Yeah,
like,
I just hope that utopia is here. Like I hope it hits everywhere else before it hits us. And then
it definitely gotta hit Florida, man. Like Florida,
it's gonna hit Florida.
Florida, or Texas. Hit one of those spots first.
Someone just needs to take a big ass saw and then saw off Florida at the Georgia line and. Just let them float off and be their own island. But,
oh man!
How'd y'all feel about the new Matrix trailer dropping, Russ? I know you saw it.
As a Matrix fan,
I haven't seen the Matrix in.
I told man, anytime you got time, man, slide through. We got it on 4K on HBO Max, man.
Yeah, it's on there.
I'm not driving all the way out there.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I personally think this movie's really bad, but I'll be watching.
Oh, it's gonna be bad. Shit!
The trailer didn't get you hyped. Absolutely.
This is why, because I feel like when the Matrix came out, it was like the first one came out like 2000. So that was like when special effects was still kind of like
wild trash.
Yeah, and so all that like
it wasn't kind of
it was big trash.
So that whole like slow motion,
but it was innovative.
Whole slow motion moving and like you know that shit was cool back then. It don't really add up now because we've seen so much shit. We've seen like Marvel do shit. We've seen DC. We've seen all these movies do stuff now.
It won't hit.
And that whole story is just still kind of like the way it ended. It's like okay, this is it. Like it's done. So at this point, it's like okay.
So how did the story go for the people that haven't seen?
The way the Matrix worked is basically
the new one.
Okay, so like the original story of the Matrix was basically about Neo, and he was like inside the Matrix, which was like his real world kind of thing, and it was like a program, and then he got told that he basically was living a lie, and the real world's outside where like the whole world's been destroyed by robots, so they're like really like in like fucking like the sewers and shit, like running from the robots. And if you die in the Matrix, it's like a computer program, you die in real life. So it was like it was an interesting story. It was based on like the Bible. It's a whole like long story. And so the way the thing ended, he sacrificed himself to like save the whole world, for, like and kill all the robots and stuff. And the end is like, oh, Neo will return. And I was like, okay, you know those things where people say that shit in the movie and just never happens. Mm-hmm. I never thought they were actually gonna reboot shit. I'm like, okay, because when I was younger, I was like, oh, I need a fourth. What kind of what happened? And when I got older, I'm like, okay, like that's how you end something like right then and there. But like the issues too is like Keanu Reeves looked like, he looked like how he looked in John Wick. So it's like, okay,
this is John Wick 4?
This is John Wick Matrix Resolutions. Like, I'm like, yeah. Okay, so this is John Wick in a different universe, basically. And they brought everybody back, but like Lawrence Fishburne. And they got our guy Yaya in there.
He's playing
a new Morpheus. So I'm just like,
shout out to Candyman. Right,
so this is it's just, I don't know. I just feel like at this point, like, I don't really know where else they're gonna take it with this, unless like the special effects are crazy on this, or like, I mean, I don't know. I could be completely wrong. I'm just saying,
from the trailer, like, so he had a bunch of like fake. He had a bunch of like fake blue pills.
He's a pill popper. Right? He's a pill popper. In that trailer, like, this nigga just popping these.
Yeah, he's definitely a pill popper. God damn.
What they do to my man?
but I'll definitely watch. I'll definitely watch it on HBO Max when it comes on there for free.
Oh, you're gonna watch it on the Max.
I'll definitely watch.
It's not going.
No, well, you remember how remember all the movies this year for Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers movie going on HBO Max. It's the same day thing they're doing this year. So
gotcha.
Yeah. So I mean, they brought like the original director back for it. So that's cool.
That didn't give you enough hope.
I don't know where else you're gonna take that story kind of thing to go back into it. But like I said, I could be wrong. But yeah, the trailer, I was like, it's all right. But.
So you're more excited to see John Wick 4 as opposed to
I gotta see, man. Low key, I saw John Wick 2 before I saw John Wick 1, which was dumb as hell. But like,
no, because John Wick 1 is the one.
Okay, I got to check out John Wick 1. I thought
you
2 was
still haven't seen John Wick?
No, I saw the second one though. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I was like, okay, this is
John Wick.
You sound
one.
Like us in the 90s because we always saw the sequel before the original. Yeah. We saw Sister Act 2, Home Alone.
That's
what
I said. I'm like, damn,
Mighty
just
Ducks
killing
2.
People like this. Like, okay, just pull up on them. But yeah, I gotta get on that. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
So did you see John Wick 3? I just saw two.
Okay, never really
got All right, Russ. I'm not. Russ has seen two.
Well, I wasn't
didn't
like
see one. Didn't see three.
I wasn't like super committed to it. It was kind of like, I saw. Like, oh, this is cool. Right, let me check this out real quick.
Let me just check this out without seeing the first one. That's crazy.
I'm done with Russ.
I do want to say because the internet, you know, I know the internet's been killing her and everything. So I'm not supposed to say this, but and they killed her yesterday too for a completely different reason, but. Not to go back too much on Shang-Chi, but I really enjoyed Awkwafina in this movie. Awkwafina was high in this movie.
Yeah, she did her thing.
I actually enjoyed Awkwafina. I know I'm not supposed to like her. This was good. That was pretty good. I just wanted.
I thought like I mean her doing the whole like she being savior thing was kind of a stretch, but you know.
Yeah,
I'll go.
I kind of didn't like wait. So Awkwafina just saved the day with that one bow and arrow. Ain't his shit the whole.
I will say Shang-Chi and that finishing movie in was crazy. I was like, oh yo, and it, man. I was like, I didn't really want to see his pops die because I'm just like, man, like dad was cool, man. Like
he was misunderstood. It's another one of those misunderstood.
Yeah,
stories.
Like man,
and losing his wife drove him crazy a little bit, but yeah, still.
When mom died, he found the people and got it back in blood. Basically, I was like, oh shit. And he put them bands back on. And was like, all right.
He's poo shiesty. He's just like, oh man. Listen, yeah, no. So next thing on the docket. So we talked about. Talked about what if and
oh yeah just to, oh I th- yeah also too to add to the what if topic yeah I thought the team they had together in there was cool but like the whole like I said them all like dying in the end it was basically just like Ant-Man and Spider-Man and Black Panther with one leg I'm like all right and then they pull up on Wakanda they're like oh we got you know we're gonna save the world now then Thanos is out there turn too I'm like all right this is a yeah, how the fuck does it's a lot going on there.
They got
also too, like I said in the group chat, the past couple what if episodes showed me that Hank Pym is the worst and he ruins everything.
They're making Hank Pym worse and worse.
But fam, like the Pym family
is trash.
Is like the why do they keep putting so much focus on the Pym family?
It's because they wanna do like the cause you know how like the whole Marvel like MCU is basically the Tony Stark highlight room? They want to kind of do like the whole like well you know Hank Pym was relevant too kind of thing to kind of because the comic that's how it was like Hank Pym it was Iron Man, it was Tony Stark and then it was Reed Richards kind of thing.
Man,
Hank Pym a bum bro.
he loves his wife.
I'm legit with this What If series like fam, They said it's supposed to kind of like
play
into the whole MC.
All this
shit is trash. It's cool. I appreciate the filler. Like I get to watch Marvel stuff, you know, every week. But nah, I'm good. I'm good with where WandaVision left off, and we will go from there.
I think also too, the only that's gonna connect, I think the whole like evil Doctor Strange, that they said he's gonna pull up in the Doctor Strange movie. That's the only thing that's gonna connect everything. Mm-hmm. And they said like Peggy Carter might, but I don't care for her.
No, she's not gonna pull up. She's not.
Agent Carter didn't work. All right, y'all need to stop.
Oh, that show was terrible, bro.
Oh my god.
I never watched it.
Yeah, that was when the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. aired on ABC.
Yeah, right? I was gonna say you watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was cool for two seasons.
Agent Carter was never dope.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, this ain't it. They tried to, because they brought back the dude that played Howard Stark in Captain America 1. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, nah. Speaking of, I'm good. It's Cam Newton night, man. Is it an interview with Cam Newton talking to dad about getting cut from the Patriots?
It's over, dog. It's over.
It's over.
It's a wrap. Like they cut. I could have told you once they drafted Mac Jones, they were gonna cut you.
Like, he was thinking sound like he didn't see it coming. Like, he's like, man. At first I was like, all right.
No, they gave him that contract, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm in. No, you're not. You out, because you wasn't that good last year. Like, because he started the season last year. Like, all right, he got COVID. Worse than that, and then they were like, "All right, we're like not really in like contention right now." And then he didn't look good in practice, and he didn't want to do the vaccine, but then he didn't want to do no testing either. So it's like, bro, you got to do something here. Like, and then it's just I don't know. I mean, I think he'd be like a solid backup. You know what I'm saying, for like a team, but I just don't know like what particular.
But
team
that was
to.
Like yeah. That.
You can't start nowhere. You can't.
No, nah, but the, like that man. That was a big thing. It's like he was like, oh no, okay, I get that you guys were gonna go with him as the starter, but. But I thought I would still be the backup, but no, y'all cut me.
They was like, nah,
we'll want you around.
We don't need your services.
People who know me that I'm in business with, they'll never say that I'm a sucker. They'll never say that I'm not a good person, genuine person.
Yeah.
And I carry true those same core values in business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it wasn't like Cam is all about me. For a person looking at the outside in, I never wanted to say anything indirectly or you got to read through the passage to, you know, hear that. I'm true blue as they come, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it happened, we went through the meeting and, you know, Matt, Patricia was there, Bill was there, and we greeted each other and we just started talking. And at that time, they told me that they were going to, you know, give the reins to Matt. And I was like, okay, cool, da da da. And it didn't dawn on me that I was like.
Didn't dawn on them.
Y'all, this is it.
Y'all releasing me? You know what I mean?
Did you ask or you just said that?
I was confused Bill was, mm-hmm. I mean, we've all been people who know me. I wanted to make sure that, listen, I've been in this league for 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize
I don't want y'all to feel sorry.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
2011.
You didn't raise me like that. Right. You didn't raise me to just be like, no, man. Right. What you mean,
right,
man?
Right, right.
It was like, listen.
But that's the perception of the angry black man, of course. And I'm just going to speak truth to power. It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
No,
to the extent,
dirty
let
move.
Me, let There's me a ride. Bit. To the extent that all I heard was you were the day one. I'm going with Dollar Bill on that quest. Okay,
Dollar
and
Bill.
I know you didn't do enough to be a detrimental asset to this organization on no front. All right, so how that transition? I think it was.
I mean, I get it. Also, to the whole interview, like with like you know, dad. I'm just like, yeah. It's not, so
but okay. So I have a question, like a real question, like so. Me and B, obviously, we didn't grow up with a father, so we, like, is that how, like, dads, like, have that, like, overpower, like, thing? Like,
yeah, it's kind of similar to that, but I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. I'm really trying to think like that.
What do you mean overpower?
Like, well, like how he was saying, like, I don't care what, so how did your dad interact with you?
Oh, man, he'll kind of see where I'm coming from, and he'll kind of also just, like, give me, like, his opinion on it and then kind of just, like, go from there. But, like, if I'm, like, if they don't agree on something with, they're just going to be like, hey, like, you know, like, I didn't like how that was done, or hey, like, you know, like, I see where they're coming from. Maybe you should kind of see it in this light kind of thing. So I think it kind of depends on, obviously, like, you know, like, how they approach it kind of thing. That's what I'd probably say, but.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I never had somebody tell me, like oh, yeah, that's how you should do things. That's how you should not do things type of thing. And, like I said, just. everything I know about being a man, I taught myself, like type of thing. But from what I know, with guys that have their fathers in their life, they're always like, oh yeah, nah, they were this. I'm trying to show you the game, like type of thing, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, my dad, our personality is kind of the same too. So it's probably like, he'd be like, yeah, I kind of probably do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm like, your pops is always cool.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, like if it's somewhere I made a mistake or something, like, oh, I messed up, he'd be like, hey, like, you know, like, it happens, like, you know, you bounce back kind of thing. But like, yeah, definitely. I mean, I see where his dad's coming from that situation, but like, if I'm being objective to the whole, obviously, because I'm from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Cam, this shit happens all the time, bro. Like, this shit.
Why do they always expect the organization by loyalty and all that? So, like, it's a business.
Like, fam.
Do players still not know that this is a business?
There's no loyalty.
Fam, you ain't been Cam Newton since, like, when y'all went to Super Bowl. Like, let's keep it real. Like, you ain't been Cam Newton.
Y'all ain't been Cam Newton since they used to always reference you on the Carmichael show.
Okay, I will say, the shit the Panthers did to him, that was fucked up, because they waited until like the market was dried up and then cut him. And I was like, all right, that's kind of it's still a business. But I'm like, all right, that's kind of like, you know, you've been at the organization for a while, like, you're probably like the best quarterback they've had.
So like 2016, you say that's the last time he was Cam 20.
Yeah, he was never the same after that Super Bowl. It was just never the same. Like, he never bounced back from that shit.
That's true.
Like that Super Bowl, like he was bad.
I knew that.
I knew that Bronco defense was good, but I'm like, bro, like, you looked like you was just like scared out there.
Shout out to Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
even though they killed him. Like, he didn't do shit.
Like, my dog, Peyton was on that last leg and was like,
Peyton did what he had to do to win the Super Bowl.
My dog, Peyton, was playing the whole game. Like, all right, we got 5 minutes left. Okay.
That Bronco was on his way to the glue factory. Peyton got out of there. He's on his last leg.
Peyton was like, yep, you damn right. Yep.
I'm out of here.
But yeah, I think, yeah. Like,
ha ha, Eli.
Because also with Cam.
Me and Eli, we got two now. We got two. All right, bet.
Because also, like, too, with Cam, it's like the injuries start adding up. And, like, obviously, like, you know, like, when you get those kind of injuries he's had, that takes, like, a toll on your kind of, like, you know, psyche and stuff. So, I definitely see, like, you know, his perspective. Like, you know, he still wants to be confident. But at the same time, it's just, like, when the writing's on the wall, like, man, he's just kind of, you know, go hop in with I'm Athlete, whatever, people with Brandon Marshall, bum ass and shit.
Stop it.
Go hop in with them. Like, they can get you on the show. I mean, they can, you know, take, who's he with the dreads? Shannon Crowder, they can get him out of there.
Hell
real quick.
Nah,
Shannon Crowder stinks, bro. I'm sorry. Like, let my guy Fred Taylor talk, man.
Like, he wasn't like a dope, like,
well, bro. He was terrible in the NFL.
But he is. He makes it. Shout out to Ocho Cinco. Shout out to my nigga Ocho.
Ocho, I like Ocho. I like Fred.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
Well, not like
Chad Johnson. I'm never calling him Ocho. I still stand.
He's Ocho, fam.
I'm not calling Ron Artest Metal World Peace.
No, I'm never doing that.
Yeah, I ain't never doing that.
But no, Ocho is Ocho, man.
That nigga Chad. Also, that sounds funny. Like, your name is there. I'm calling that nigga Chad. Your name is Chad.
I know. Speaking of that, have y'all seen y'all know y'all seen it, but the whole, like, Cam Ryan with Brandy and with
thing. Yeah, that was
like, I don't know what I'm gonna watch the show, but what they're doing
behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Hilarious.
And the show with E was funny too. You're not even really
D Block ain't D-block really
for real. You're not even D Block for real. You Rough Riders. You're not even really D Block. That was just funny.
But even when him and Brandon were shooting dice,
like every
skit they put out is hilarious.
Cameron's showing you this is how it's done. These terrible ass Instagram comedians and these terrible sketches. Like, Cam is better at this than y'all. Like, y'all,
he's definitely better. he's like it's 22. 33 is 77. You know, 11 should be 21. Like, yo,
it's just random.
Like, the niggas is hilarious.
Or him being tied over her saying, "The computer's Putin." Stuff. Can't watch just sitting there, just salty about it. Like, that was,
how did computers Putin?
But Eve Sunningham, that was underrated.
No,
that was just
that one was so good. He's like, I'm sorry. I get it, but I think you went a little bit too far.
Go getting you a salad. Like, I'm just saying. Man, play the best of the locks. Like, man, you're not even the locks for real.
The locks ain't even D-Block. Shout out to Cam, man. That's hilarious. And then him showing, like, and then the next slide off the video was it was Eve's apple juice, like, just playing off the whole,
playing,
like,
off the barbershop movie, apple juice. And all that.
Yeah, it was hilarious, man.
Shout out to people that didn't get that reference. Apple juice. That was a serious. Who drank my goddamn apple juice? That might be a good nostalgic topic, because that's
and it's funny because, like, Eve's a Eve is married to a billionaire. Yeah,
she like, don't got to do it. Goddamn.
She don't got to do shit. Like,
but yet she's still doing this bootleg ass TV show for VH1. She's still doing this low budget. That's how you know she's for the culture. She's true to the craft. She still wants her name out there.
She's only doing this because she wants to do
it. She was doing that daytime talk show just because.
Her money's good.
She don't have to wake up in the morning to do the fake View.
Like her money's good.
Shout out to Eve. Hey, man, shout out to Kevin Newton, man. I hope you find peace.
So what are we doing as far as are the Vikings winning today?
No.
They're down 21 to 14, I think.
Yeah, the Eagles win today?
Yeah, we have 15-6.
All right. You said 15-6?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You know, yeah.
Me and my Giants, we going to win today. I ain't worried. Yeah, we about to walk the Broncos down. Something light.
Okay. Before we get into the salad topics, I just wanted to get y'all thoughts. Question. Do you think Fabio Foreign is the because Kanye told him. What do you guys think Kanye saw in Fabio? And that's another thing. LA Leakers, because they really took in the mantle. If you think about these past 2 years, every freestyle that goes viral is on LA Leakers and all that stuff. People don't go to flex. People will go to flex, but they don't be going out. The LA Leakers people be rapping. They hard out giving us their best bars.
Yeah.
Like if you think about like the Coles, Vince Staples, Common was just on there going brazy. Simba, the new nigga that just got signed to TD. Everybody and everybody's freestyle is going viral on LA Leakers. Everybody's rapping their ass off. LA Leakers, they got it. People are going out there just to get that, to get their shit off. And shout out to LA Leakers.
Yeah,
and
shout out to LA.
And Fabio Foreign, he's rapping like he's the next Jay-Z.
All right, man.
Fabio Foreign. So how y'all feeling? Fabio Foreign, is he next?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, yeah, man, I see it. I can kind of see it.
I see the vision.
Did you hear Donda? Did you hear him on Donda?
I wish y'all could see my face right now. I know.
Y'all could see Orange's face too, man. Shout out Swiss Beats treading lightly on the Drake. On the Drake when they asked him about the Drake beef. We almost got a Kanye and Drake versus. Like, no, you didn't. There was no almost. Drake was never responding to that, and he's not helping putting money in Swiss pockets anytime soon. absolutely not.
But who will win that versus, you think?
I mean, I think Kanye win that, you know. I'll go with that.
Oh, really?
He got the long catalog.
They both got long catalog. He got that production. Because Kanye has some of just the greatest songs of just all time. Yeah. And I don't know, music. Yeah, but
he has 20 better songs, you
think? I didn't say 20 better. Like, Drake will have some great songs in there. Some rounds will be debated, I'm sure. But at the same time, I do feel like Drake will win because I do not trust Kanye's.
Yeah, that's my thing, Kanye. Too. Like, it's
I don't trust... I
feel like Kanye might just play a whole bunch of Jesus.
When you say Kanye would win.
But I'm saying,
I'm saying Kanye has the catalog that could win if someone else would pick the songs. Not
exactly.
Kanye.
That was my...
Someone else picks the songs.
Yeah, if he lets Pusha T or Sigh do it, then but if it's just him, he's going to play all the Jesus King stuff.
And here's why I'm not doing... I'm going to play all non-secular music. Like, he'll do some weird shit like that. Drake, and also, even if they did do the verse and Kanye was trying to play the best song, I feel like Drake's a better strategist. Drake is better at strategy just in all aspects, and I feel like whoever he goes with, his strategy is just going to be better than everybody else's. So unless he goes against Hov, I don't feel like there's nothing to do because Drake is like, I don't know what 20 I'm going to play, but Hov, you know what 20 he's gonna play. The people who have like long catalogs and it's hard to decide who's going to win.
Yeah.
They always have harder because like the catalog's too big. You don't know what you have to play. What you got? Like, oh, man, I don't know where I could go with this. Hov, even though he has long catalogs, you know what he. It's very definitive of what the 20 is supposed to look like. The iconic culture shifting songs that you gotta play. So and it's nothing you can do. You ain't gonna beat it. You ain't gonna beat it.
Yeah.
But Drake, his strategy game is A1 where anybody else he could clearly beat him. And shout out to Fat Joe and Ja Rule versus.
When's that? When's that Wednesday or this week?
14th. Yeah, it's the 14th. So two days.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Definitely.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I actually wanted to like tune into that because that was like our like childhood. Like.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Because we talk about Ja Rule and you know them two hot summers, and the hits. Warren talking about rainy days and stuff really got me to thinking, got me looking at Ja Rule's catalog. Like, yeah, you know, he did have his, but boy, a lot of these aren't gonna work, even though they were hits. Like, it's like they weren't timeless. Like, you know, like kind of like how Rainy Days wasn't timeless. Not gonna hit the same. The Charlie Baltimore records, you know, the stuff that were hits at the time. There were some stuff that did become timeless. Like Put It On Me and like you know, Ashanti Always On Time and all that stuff. He got a lot of those. But damn,
Always On Time. No, like, Always On Time is always gonna.
Yeah, that's what I said. It, yeah. Like I say he does have some timeless. Like I would say, but a lot of them was like. You can play them. It's part of your 20, but it's not like man. It's not as many as I thought, and that's why I say 50 would definitely clearly win. Like yo, cause,
man,
good boy. Sorry, Vita. Them Vita records ain't getting it done. Remember Vita?
Have y'all been watching Raising Kanan?
Yes, I
have not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely a slow slow grind.
I haven't caught up on the new. I haven't watched the new one, and I haven't watched like
last week's episode was the best episode.
Okay, I have two episodes to catch up on. Wu-Tang series is out too. Fire.
Yeah, I was at my girlfriend's her sister's house, and her sister's fiance was watching it, and I was like, "Yo, I have no idea what's going on, but damn, it's like interesting as hell." Like I was trying to follow the story. I was like, "I got."
Did you not watch the first season?
Nah, it's on TV. It was episode one of the first. It was episode one of the first season.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, "Oh man, this looks great," and I was like, "Oh man, I got to really get home and actually like tap into this actually because it looked really well put together."
Oh yeah, no.
I'm really trying to figure out what does Russ be like watching?
I watch everything we all watch.
Yeah, no, like, but Orin, see, when season one was out, though, I'll never forget this because Meeks was watching it, and I'm not surprised that she doesn't, you know, she's not into Wu-Tang Clan, she doesn't know much about Wu-Tang Clan, but to the level of how much, like, she had no idea which one was ODB. I'm like, ODB is obvious. It's obvious who's ODB.
I was like, man,
she didn't even know that. I was like, oh,
like, and I'm not the biggest Wu-Tang fan either, but I'm watching. I'm like, I know
who's Method Man. I know who's, but I'm.
She's like, oh, who's this? I'm like. Call B, man. Ask B, because golly, like, jeez, like, it's getting on my nerves at this point.
Like, when she was like, he's playing, when I brought up, like, yeah, Davey's doing a good job playing Method. Oh, he's playing Method Man? That's what I'm like, oh, shit. ODB, oh, that's ODB. I had no idea that was supposed to be ODB.
And shout out to Method Man, because he's been working. We were just finishing season two of Godfather of Harlem, and he was in there. I'm like, yo, Method Man really be like, he be working.
Shout out to Method Man. He's on my list of like one of the best like rappers turned actors and stuff. Because he's an underrated name that gets left off the list, but Method Man is really good.
Who is off the top of y'all heads? Who is the best rapper turned?
Will Smith.
Like, if we're getting technical,
we're not. That doesn't count.
It's like greatest rappers all that. Jay-Z. All right. Well, that's a boring conversation.
Will Smith doesn't count, man.
Most Def is good.
Most Def's up there.
Most Def is great.
LL maybe no.
LL's done a lot of work. I would say he's the best. That's crazy. It's different between being a great rapper actor and a rapper that just gives a lot of work as an actor. He's
been working hard.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. I'll put Queen Latifah up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Cube is another one of those. Yeah, I'm just working. Cube is giving us a lot of great. He's giving us a lot of classics. He's giving a lot of greatness, which brings me to Barbershop.
I'm gonna keep the band. My man
Joey Badass. Joey Badass is elite. He's light years ahead of everybody right now.
My nigga got
an Oscar. He's killing it on Raising Kanan. Two Strangers.
He's dedicated to traffic.
The boy is good.
And he's a dope rapper.
Yeah,
it's not like, oh yeah, nah, you shouldn't be rapping anyway. But
probably gotta put But got to put Mark Wahlberg in there too.
Yo, if you be a technical, we got to throw a Marky Mark in there, man. Yeah, man, we got
Donald Glover.
We got Marky Mark in
there.
Got
Common in there.
Common, no. I saw just right. I saw. He be trying, man. That's how fucked up. But I be watching. He be trying, man. I saw him in Wanted, man.
Bro, don't get me started with that movie.
Date Night with Tina Fey. He's bad in a lot of these.
But he has good moments and then bad moments.
Have you seen him on those episodes of 101? Go watch it. Just look at how bad it is. This is when he was with Eric Badu too. He's wearing them knitted hats and everything. That was a bad era for Common.
Yeah.
Shout out to Common though. He killed that L.A. Leakers freestyle and he's been going viral as he should. He smoked that. The bars are elite. He's nice. Off the top of the dome, written no matter where you want to go, he can do anything. I have to drop a hat and he can do it. He's amazing. He's phenomenal. Shout out to Black Thought. He's been getting into acting. In another elite lyricist and go off the dome all day and give you infinite bars. Shout out to I gotta see Dave East do some more roles, but he's killing it as Method Man.
Yeah, we'll say Dave East. Please keep acting, so we don't listen.
Yeah,
anymore.
So we don't listen to your music.
Yeah, you ain't got to listen to more of your raps, bro.
I don't care that
y'all like Davies.
Fuck no.
No,
that shit is terrible, bro.
Terrible.
It's not very good. He can rap,
but he's just
he don't know how to make good
music.
Records.
He'll not make good songs.
I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, I'm like, don't say he can't rap.
No, we're not saying he can't rap. No, of course he's a lyric. He's an M. That man is, as old head said, that is an MC. for sure.
Yeah, that rapper career in it, bro.
Really, yeah, no, and you know when Nas co-signs you, he just co-signs.
I don't know how many times I can
rap.
It.
That's how I know you ain't gonna make good music because Nas, you sign to Nas, oh yeah, the music ain't gonna be good, but you can rap.
I don't know how many times you're gonna tell us that you play basketball, Kevin Durant. When you grew up.
We get it.
I've heard it.
Yeah, we know.
No, you don't say.
You don't say. I think there's some other people say, yeah, I went to college. Hey, David, you know, I went to school. I think Jonah Hill said something like, yeah, you know, I was there. They go, I ain't no shit. There's a few people that interviewed him or said something to him. They like, and he's like, I don't remember none of y'all.
Shout out to Jonah Hill. But yeah.
Oh, that's my guy,
man. Shout out to Jonah Hill. I was about to say, ooh, Jonah Hill, was he a rapper back? No. Damn it. I wish he was so I could say, ah, Jonah Hill.
Shout out to the
Rockets. Oh, Bow Wow? We can't put Bow Wow on there? No?
Yeah, we can. We have to, Boward Woward, we have to mention him on the...
Because his movie was coming out.
Amon Shumpert? Yeah. Oh.
That was a basketball.
He had triple threat. Went from basketball to rapping to acting.
All right.
Well, that was not an idle threat. I don't know what type of threat.
And I was doing reality TV.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That show is actually pretty cool.
It's a dope show.
Yeah. All right. So. Nostalgia.
Cardi B. When she was in Fast Nine. Nikki was a theater arts major and all stuff. That almost made. But yeah, no, nostalgia. So I'll say this about O.J. Simpson.
I'll say this about O.J. Simpson.
because man, when you think about it, all right, this is how I know that this nigga did it. This is how I know that this was his fault. Because let's say hypothetically, if you did not kill your wife and you, in fact, loved your wife, and you love Nicole, you would never do anything harm her, nigga. You would not joke about this shit as much as you have over the years and all that stuff. Like, imagine if someone died, someone you love died. You're not.
So OJ did it.
I've been saying OJ did it. I'm just saying his son was also there. But I'm saying,
take it how you want to take it.
There's no way you can tell me OJ didn't do it because none of y'all are gonna make fun of a loved one's death, a murder, being slaughtered like that and make jokes like that. Old like lady when she's like, yeah, you know, this unreleased OJ interview from back in the day and all that stuff, and he showed up to my hotel door, opened the door, and did hang with the knife thing, like just pretending the banana knife, laughing and joking. Fam, you're not joking about that shit if you didn't. Do it if you didn't do it, and someone that means the killer's still out there, and you're not making fun of the shit if that really happened. So that's what I'll say about it. I only brought that up because I really like the intro of that. Like, this is what I'll say. I just really wanted to say that. So I'll say this about OJ Simpson, but yeah, OJ definitely did it. OJ did it. Shout out to Barbershop again.
OJ got Russ.
So I was listening to Club Shay Shay, and he had T.O. on the show. And bruh, like I only saw like a couple of clips, but man, like
yo, T.O. hates Donovan.
Bruh, man. Like
with a passion.
I've never like I've seen like players like when they retire and they talk about certain players you had issues with, but it's more like, yeah, you know, like we worked through it. Bro, it's not even like, you know, it's like, hey, we've been beefing for a while. Let's just kind of let bygones be. Nah, dog. He's still like, he want to fight him. He's still like
I seen all the clips. Like, Shane was like, yo, how much would you fight him? He's like, nah, I'll fight him for nothing. Like, nigga, I'll knock the chunky soup out of him. Like,
from like it's real smoke. Like, I'm like, damn, Jesus. Like,
shout out to Chunky Soup because that was just fire back.
Because even like when he tells a story about how like how the issues kind of started because like they ran like a play, it was a play like in practice they had been practicing and they got to the preseason game and like they ran it and T.O. like asked the offensive coordinator like, yo, like I was open, like why didn't you throw me the ball? And he's like, we don't know. And he asked Donovan like, yo, like we ran this play a million times in practice, like we just ran it just now, I'm wide open. And McNabb was like, yo, shut the fuck up and don't talk to me like that ever again. Sheesh. And like it just ever since then it was just downhill, and then the whole contract stuff happened, and like being an Eagles fan, that was my early fandom because I was in like it was early days, so like I was like, oh, okay, we can work through it.
Super Bowl.
He went to the Super Bowl. And I think he had like 8 catches for like 140 something. He had a really good game, like playing basically on one leg, and then like after that he went like and bashed him in the media. This is the stuff he did back then. Like I don't think you're gonna ever see that like happen today. Like with receivers and quarterbacks. Also, I think too because like I don't really think elite receivers have really won Super Bowls like that. So, but yeah, it's just looking back at it, I'm just like, yo, I've never seen no shutdown. Because even like with Peyton and like wide receiver 88, used to play on the Colts. Even them, like they didn't like each other, but like they put up like historical crazy numbers, like you know what I'm saying. And we found out, okay, he was a murderer, and that's why we're not saying his name. So
yeah. I was about to say, I'm like, what are you?
Yeah, we can't say that name on public platforms. Right? Yeah.
Names he who should not be named.
Yeah, he who shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, because I'm like, what? I was like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. For me, nostalgia. I was in my Martin bag, and I'm like, man, like, yo, he was really, really that dude, like extremely well. So I want to shout out Martin Lawrence, you know what I mean? Like, him being Big Fish, Big Goat, all that. Like, he deserves all his flowers, and I understand why he went crazy, because I was watching the House Party, because they put the House Parties on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, Martin Lawrence is really that dude. Like just really that dude. So, yeah.
He's a bad dude.
Bad dude. Definitely a bad dude. You know what I mean? So, definitely want to shout out him. Like, he deserves all his flowers.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah, no, shout out to Martin. That was an incredible, like, run and streak and stuff. And,
being that man for real.
I'm
that boy for real. Like he was
like I think I told you this before that year, that 92 summer, like it was like one of the greatest like what they would call rookie year of comedy, like when you finally break into the mainstream, because he had his HBO halftime special before the premiere. I think like in June Boomerang came out, and then Jesus. right after, and then in August Def Comedy Jam came out, and then September the Martin Show came out and premiered. Like, and it was like the momentum was huge off of that. That one summer was just changed everything, and he just hit the
off topic. Biggest. I've seen Boomerang. Just saying, I've seen that movie.
Okay. Trying to keep your black card intact.
No, but we said on the pod earlier, like Bad Boys was like. That was Martin's deal, and he was like, "I want to get Will." He put Will Smith on the map. Yeah, like,
they gave a guy. They gave Martin the script first.
Yeah, he was like, "All right, I want Will Smith."
Hot hand right there. Like, yeah.
Greatest cop movie franchise ever.
All y'all can kiss my ass with talking about the all these other cop buddy cop films are better than Bad Boys. They're not. It's not.
The only one that even comes close is like Rush Hour.
That's the only one. That's the only one.
But even like, but if we go to let's compare the third movies, like yeah, that shit ain't even close. I'm sorry, like
nah,
we don't even acknowledge Rush Hour 3.
And it's two black dudes as opposed
but
to.
It
like,
had some it had know. A classic scene in there. The dojo scene still gave us at least a classic scene in there. But yeah, shout to them. That was for the check. I think they both said that was for the check.
Big Checo.
But yeah, man, episode 70.
70.
Yes, man. Way too sexy. Still working. And I'm going to keep hearing it again. I'm going to just keep loving it. And I'm going to keep loving y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all. Till next time, I am at Brandon Ridley.
I am at @O_Ridley.
At T. Russell 3Ls.
We'll see you next time. As always, plates.